Good morning, everyone. This is Sal Selly. It's 7:30 a.m. on Friday, October 8th. I hope you all are having a great week and looking forward to a nice, relaxing weekend. I am in Austin today, and I wanted to speak today about how you can win any negotiation. Now, these are some principles and fundamentals that you can apply in any situation where you are negotiating with another party. Let's call that party O or other, and you as party I, or I as in myself. You have to understand that in any negotiation, what is important to the other party? Where are they coming from? Before you get into the negotiation, gone are the days when it was win versus lose. One party taking as much as they can from the other party and causing them complete discomfort and it being an unequal power relationship. That is not going to work anymore. The mantra today is win-win. How can you arrive at a outcome where both parties are better off than what they were when they initially started the negotiation? Now, this is a complete paradigm shift in the mindset and your perspective, but it is essential to arrive at a optimal solution for both parties. So the first thing is, you know what is important to you. You know your preference. You know your optimal outcome. You must also understand your walkaway point, which is the point at which you will walk away from the negotiation. And then you have an initial starting point, which is somewhere between your optimal point as well as your walkaway point. You have to be clear and organize those three levels in your mind or on paper diametrically and diagrammatically so that you understand, and you try to keep emotion out of it. When you logically analyze your starting point and where you would like to end and what is your walkaway point, the negotiation will be a lot clearer. It is very critical to also understand the party B or the other party's value proposition. What is important to them? Where are they coming from? And the only way you can understand that is to do some research and to identify their mindset and their view of the world and what they want from it. One way of doing that is to try to put yourself in their shoes. The other way is to ask them important questions that will reveal their inclination, their preferences, and their choices. You have to understand that what is important to them may not be as valuable to you. So that becomes a tool or a lever that you can utilize in the negotiation. For example, in a typical sale negotiation where there's a buyer and there's a seller, price may not be the most important variable for the buyer. It may be other things. So it's important for you to not only view the negotiation with one variable, but to understand and list out all the potential variables that are involved and are of value to